Hello everyone, hope everybody had a great winter break. I'm John Hanna, as always your host for the RMU Game of the Week podcast. Today is January 14th, 2019. It's a Monday. And it's a bit weird to say 2019, to be honest. But we had a long winter break, obviously. Plenty of games to talk about for both basketball teams and men's hockey. But here are the top three, in my opinion, games of the week for the Colonials over the past, what is it, month or so? So in number three, we have men's hockey when they traveled to American International College in Springfield, Massachusetts to take on the Yellow Jackets. This was Sunday, December 30th, so 15 odd days ago. It was a 3-1 win for the Colonials. It snapped a 2-game losing streak. Alex Tonge scored twice for the Colonials. Luke Lynch added another one. And then Janice Jax scored the lone goal for AIC in that one. Francis Marat saved 29, and that gave him a .967 save percentage in the game, along with that one lone goal he allowed. And in number two, we have men's basketball on Saturday, December 29th, as they took on the Hood College Blazers here in Moon Township. It wasn't close, fellow people. It was a 108-51 win for the Colonials, an utter demolition of the Blazers. Malik Petaway was 8 of 9 from the floor for 18 points. Maddie McConnell was 6 of 8 from the floor and 4 for 6 from 3 for 17 points. The Williams brothers, John and Josh, both had 12 points. And as a team, the Colonials shot 66.2% from the field. And as I said, RMU gained the lead early in the game and held it. There were no lead changes, and the score was only tied once, and that was at 0-0 at the beginning. So it was a great performance by the Colonials. I know they wanted to have a good performance after that crushing loss to Louisville. But now in number one, we have women's basketball as they took on the Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers on Saturday, January 5th. So that was just last weekend. It was a 70-58 win for the Colonials. Iri Azimamadou was 8-11 from the floor for 17 points, so a good performance from the sophomore from London, England. Isabella Possett was 7 of 8 on free throws. She also added 13 points and 2 steals in the game. The team shot 40.3% from the field, and it's a strong start for NEC play for the team. They were having some trouble with non-conference play, but I think they've won their past three in conference games, so just a great performance from them. But for RMU Game of the Week podcast, as always, I'm John Hanna, and I'll see you next week.